That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Your favorite trifecta here. I wanted to start off, Ashley and Lauren, by reading to you guys something I found on social media, which I thought was kind of humorous. Close friends. This is by Psychology Posts. Mm-hmm. Close friends tend to have actual genetic similarities to each other, like families do.
Really?
Yeah. So
you
this
find
effect,
you end up bonding with people and becoming like choosing your friends based on some sort of chemical compound.
Exactly. So this effect may be due to a concept called social homophily, or the idea that individuals form bonds based on shared characteristics, many of which can be tracked back to genetics. But there may also be a second phenomenon at work, according to the paper, social structuring, or the idea that people are drawn to others in their social environment, whatever. But the examples they give, certain socially mediated traits like educational attainment, body mass index, were particularly alike among friends, while those without a strong interpersonal dimension, such as height, were less likely to match up. Overall, the researchers found that friends were more genetically similar than random pairs of people and about 2/3 as similar as the average married couple.
2/3 as similar. What does that mean?
Two-thirds as similar as the average married couple.
So more similar than a couple.
Average married couple.
Obviously.
No, I would think as similar as married couples. Like groups of friends. 2/3 of groups of people are as similar as like people that are married.
We can deduct why, basically. I feel like it's easier to be friends with people that are obviously similar than you, that grew up the same way, kind of. Because genetics would mean same culture, kind of, maybe.
Yeah,
I just
maybe.
Body mass index was interesting.
Body mass index is interesting.
Like,
I don't know.
Skinny girls
birds
in my high school were
it's just
friends
birds
with
of a feather.
Girls.
That's it. Birds of a feather flock together.
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
Anyways, I don't know if it was like an I don't get it or not, but I also am so tired because I have not been getting sleep because I wanted to ask you guys how the fuck you sleep next to Jared and Hunter.
You need a king.
I slept next to Aiden last night, and I think because
and so the
I'm
kisses
like,
have been happening.
You're so funny. Because I haven't. I don't know about you, but when you first started sleeping next to a guy, I sleep in a queen, and I go to my corner, and I don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
So my neck just locked. Yeah. Like I was like, I don't want to move. I don't want to bother. I don't want to sneeze. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, do I have whiplash? Like literally moving around like this. And I'm like, how? I think I want my own bed if I get married.
It's the worst.
I don't get it.
I don't think it's the worst.
No,
it's
now
the worst,
it's not
getting
the worst.
Cuddling
I'm
is the best.
Getting comfortable.
Like
with him enough.
You're so thirsty. Like I equate being thirsty to sleeping for the first time because you're usually drinking and then you're falling asleep. Yeah. So that's why I'm thirsty.
You're not
and
usually
then,
thirsty.
I'm not usually thirsty. But you're like, oh my God, do I go get water? This is at the other guy's house too. You know, like, do I go get water? I would always bring my own water just in case, like the biggest smart water I could find.
At their house, it's the worst. I actually feel really comfortable with him and those guys, especially when it's at my house. It's more just like the way I sleep. It's like I lock myself in to
night. In the middle of the night, like you subconsciously also don't allow yourself
you
to
look
move.
Slowly
over,
trying putting the blanket just enough on you.
Guys, and you don't even want to pull the blanket.
But are they sleeping fine? Are they okay? Do you notice?
You guys, it's really like the breath in the morning too. That's gross. Yeah.
I'm always like, what time is it? The sun is always just over the horizon. I'm like, do I brush my teeth now? What do I do? Do I leave? I mean, I'm always thinking maybe at the guy's house because obviously I've never had my place.
Do you guys get frisky in the morning? I love like when, if I'm up first or they're up first, like when you first touch legs again, you're like, oh
yeah. In my 20s, like when I was a child. Yes.
Ew, oh my God. It's the best.
I don't think I've ever gotten frisky in the morning besides like with Hunter.
So sometimes.
Mm. I think I maybe did it twice.
So
yeah. It makes me so much more fun about,
but like, are you brushing your teeth so before gross.
You have
no.
to
and that's what's gross I'm, it's, sorry, but you're, I'm not that. Kissing you're just like, you know, you're doing everything but like avoiding the face.
Oh my too god close still I still feel so yucky. I still feel
do
so
you guys good. Get grossed out by Hunter and Jared's breath Jared, in the morning?
Jared's annoying because Jared he's doesn't perfect. Have morning breath and he also his shit doesn't no stink way. Like 80% of the time it doesn't smell.
No way.
But I've never smelled Jared have morning breath in my life.
That's so crazy.
Do you guys ever get grossed out? Maybe not because you're with your partners and pheromones are a thing. But do you ever mm-hmm. get grossed out just by the person's smell? You
no.
know? Maybe but if they're I like, know what you're talking or... about.
Like yesterday I was like scratching Jared's head and his hair hadn't been washed for a few days. So there was like a Jared smell, but it wasn't gross. But his hair was flaky because before I suggested it, he's just like petting it. He was going, and
oh.
I'm like,
oh, it's not the, like, just,
he loves scratching his
but
head.
But he has to shower in between the hours
snow,
of 8 and 9, right?
No,
yes. So weird.
Wait.
I literally just get out of the shower before this podcast, guys. No, it has to be like between 7 and 9.
Why?
And if not, he's got to go try for the next
then
day.
The next day. Then he has to wait for that slot
also,
the next day.
Also, he won't shower. Rest of the day.
7 to 9 p.m. It's gotta be like right before dinner because if he waits until after dinner, then he says he'll never shower, mm-hmm. and then for some reason he won't do it during the day either. I don't know.
Whoa, I get it. I wouldn't. So... I cannot is it because shower he thinks... in the morning or during the day.
Oh really? Why?
Yeah, I usually shower during the afternoon, like during nap time if it's the weekend, or even like around like 11 or something if Alyssa's here.
I will say an evening shower is the best because it's like decompressing if you're washing everything off from the day.
Yeah, but then sometimes and like you're just like, I just want to like get ready. I just want to go into bed. This seems like a waste of time.
Totally, totally.
I get most anxious during a night shower because you know what? I'm usually warmer at night.
You get anxious during a night shower?
Well, I just like want it to be done. I'd rather get in bed and like scroll on my phone or read a book. And then when during the day, like say like an 11 a.m. shower, I like it to get warm during because I'm usually colder during mm-hmm. the day.
Whoa.
Well, that makes me sleepy.
Do you guys feel cold during the day?
Yes.
I do because you guys know that I love my AC to be so, so cold.
Yeah.
Is it weird that... Okay, so my AC is normally at 62 to 64 even
what
during
in
the winter.
What in the motherfuck?
Yeah, even during the winter?
Wait, Naz, this is actually something I did not know about you. This must have been a recent
Aiden
development.
Frozen in your bed?
No,
is he okay?
Oh, wait.
No,
now
he's so
cold. It's all coming
like, so
back.
Cold.
I remember now your freaking AC unit always blasting. I'm like, what is wrong with this woman?
Wait, Ashley, I don't want to divert, but we got to talk about that video you posted on Instagram at my house when I was not there.
Funny.
That, imagine me just scrolling on Instagram.
I didn't even see that post today.
Lauren didn't even think it was that funny. I said it to her yesterday before I posted.
Are you kidding me? That's the greatest
post
Ashley's ever posted in the history of Ashley Iaconetti posts. I'm literally scrolling. Everyone's talking about Britney Spears. Ashley posts a throwback video of her in my studio apartment in West Hollywood that I no longer live in, literally saying the same Britney Spears line over and over again and trying to get it right. And I'm scrolling and I'm seeing it and it's so cringe and so funny. And then I'm like, wait, this is in my house. Yeah.
So funny.
And then I literally almost peed my pants. I go,
I was going to make the caption. I was going to mention that I did it at a friend's house in the caption.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah,
that's extra info people don't need. But yeah,
that,
I don't know
I was thinking. Wait, what?
But actually, can you clarify?
Okay. Yes.
What was going through your mind?
And
so
what
when
was
I was younger, when I was younger, we always used to say, like, I always did a Britney impression when I was younger. Okay. Like, I didn't say much. I just would be like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And then like, I'd be
I remember you doing that, but you got to do it full out.
And then I would do
listening right now. Cause you've done it before, but you got to remind everyone.
oh my God, thank you so much, you guys. You are so sweet.
Very good.
Okay. And then good. Like, and then I said like, oops, I did it again. Oops, I did it again. And then for, okay. So what I found while scrolling through my phone neck. A couple months ago, I was going far back in my phone. Don't know why. Found these selfie videos and I clicked on it and I saw myself doing this a bajillion times. I didn't even, what I posted was half the amount of times.
Already? Or?
No.
Like, no. I cut
Ashley,
it down.
Actually, that was half the amount of times?
Yeah. And I have no idea.
You were drunk as fuck.
No, I wasn't.
Why were
it was
you
during
doing
the day.
That in my mirror soberly?
But like, why was, you know, if I was, say like I was going on an audition or something and they said like, do a celebrity impression or like, what's a talent that you have? And I could have said something like,
I can slightly vocal
you know,
fry.
I can slightly.
wait. I need some clarification.
And so why was I recording posted, it is the question.
Ashley,
why
the record? Video you posted, yeah. It wasn't Britney's audio over you. That was your voice.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those videos where you take someone's audio, like how everyone
no,
does the Kardashians.
No, like, we didn't even do
it.
That back then in 2016.
I know. So now I'm even more astounded by this, yeah. This footage.
Oh my gosh. I'm so like, oh my God, that's so sweet that you thought that I was actually voicing Britney over.
Wait, Ash, so why can you even
somebody,
think why
people,
you were
multiple
doing
people
that?
Said like this should be a trending sound.
It was yeah, so really.
Fuck, it really should be.
So I don't know. I have no freaking idea why I did it. I have no idea how I started out in a bra and sunglasses, and then I evolved to just like a
Ashley,
t-shirt. I don't know what I was
took
doing
over your body because it doesn't make sense.
But why was I doing it at Naz's house when she wasn't there? Like I was living at, I like stayed at Naz's house for like a little less than a week just because I was in between apartments, and don't know, guys. But I will point out something that a couple people pointed out that I didn't even realize. I'm wearing a wedding band with an engagement. Like, I look like I stacked two rings on my left hand.
Are you sure it wasn't just flipped around in the mirror?
It looked like it was intentionally stacked as if,
no,
like,
I'm saying in the mirror. Was it flipped around? Was it actually on your right hand?
I don't know.
I'm very good at telling this. I'll look at it.
Okay.
Look at it right now.
Okay.
Let's make this fun. Andrea, can you watch it and give us your reaction? Your
I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, hold can on. Andrea give us her honest reaction?
Here, I'm Ashley. You
oh my God,
it
you haven't
Andrea?
Seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, we're gonna bring in producer Andrea to watch it and give us
and
her
like,
thoughts.
She's also wearing foundation on her lips.
Yeah, so, really so we're a little bit beyond that, you know.
I
we're
remember
a little beyond
would,
that yeah. in 2016.
Ash, I remember when you would put foundation on your lips in Paradise.
Yeah, but then you would like line them and blend it all.
Remember
oh
that?
My God.
Are you watching it right now?
Yeah,
I did it again. Oops. I did it again. Oops. Ashley. I did it again.
But it's like genuinely like you turn into Britney today.
Yeah.
Like just random
yeah.
videos
like
of you
like
around
almost,
your room.
I almost like you
actually,
I was predicting
Andrea
the future.
Unwell.
Yeah.
Like how does one even react to something like this? It's
I don't know. But guys, I've been saving in my repertoire. Like I have this notes of all the real
Ashley was
TikTok
like,
ideas.
When
that
Britney
I have.
Releases her memoir, I
yeah.
will release.
So I don't know. I've been
Britney
meaning to put that together, but I was like, oh shit, this is the week.
I am genuinely impressed by how good your impression is. Like,
it's so
I feel like everybody thinks they have an impression, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, but that was.
She can do Goofy and she can do Britney Spears.
Goofy and Britney. Next up, I'll find a video of me going, oh, Maxie. Yeah.
Oh, Maxie. Over and over again.
I just laughed so hard I got lightheaded. I got to turn
oh God,
the mic off.
That's amazing.
Goodbye.
No, that was that was truly a gift to society.
Thank you. It's a new, well, it's the fall, okay? And we all know that fall makes me a little nervous. I think it just gives me hindsight.
I wish it made me nervous still.
I'm sorry. It makes me hindsight of school starting and like eventually like my kids have to start school and then I'm basically going to have to go through my whole routine all over again and that's stressful.
Oh,
but
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you have to like wake up early with them to get the bus. That's a couple years off for me. But if you are a little stressed out right now planning a new school year, whether you're in school or your kid's in school, and you're like waking up in the middle of the night, not getting a good night's sleep, having trouble falling asleep, we love to suggest to you guys Next Evo Naturals.
Yeah. So for Ashley, it's about going back to school. I have not been sleeping well, and we'll get into more of this later because I'm now sleeping next to boys, and I like literally again, and I cannot sleep next to people. It's especially when you're
so
first,
bad that you're just having to like get used to that. It's hard.
It's the worst. It's not the first time, obviously, I've hooked up with guys in the past. It's just been a while. And I'm like, oh, man, like my whole I'm just sleeping so weird. I woke up this morning. My neck hurts so bad. So Next Evo, if you need to get your sleep schedule or wellness routine back on track, their CBD gummies are my go-to. They contain 100% of the CBD that's listed on the label. It's also clinically tested. And they're honestly like really yummy. I always want to eat more than I should. But they work so fast that they absorb in just 10 minutes. So upgrade to better natural solutions for Next Evo Naturals. Go to nextevo.com and use promo code GETIT to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com, promo code GETIT. We're on the topic of Britney. What do you guys, so much came out about the memoir.
So much came out. Is it out? Like, can we read it now? This may be my first book since ninth grade, guys. This may be my first
read. It's out tomorrow, aka
the world's gonna
read it. Yes, it's out now by the time the podcast is out.
Whoa, I'm going to read tomorrow.
I'm going to read tomorrow too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Are we a book club now?
We should just start doing celebrity
memoirs. Just a one-time book club.
Just a one-time book club.
Yeah,
the whole world's going to read this.
Yeah.
We are not getting are we sure Britney wrote this?
No, Britney got a ghostwriter. We know
she
that
she got
for
a ghostwriter.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, she did.
I feel like she didn't even get any input on this. Honestly, I feel like someone just, I don't know.
I don't
like
that. I disagree.
Magazine shoot. The People magazine shoot was just a photo that was sent in from like her team. It wasn't even like a People photo shoot. It was like they did photos around
They're
her house.
All still concerned because
maybe she doesn't want to be
you guys,
in the photo shoot.
No. This is all very strange. Because one, won't do photos for the book, right? And then her interview for People Magazine was by email. Who in the hell is believing that she's discussing her book via her own BritneySpears@gmail.com? No, come on now. I can understand if she doesn't want to do like a Zoom or a phone interview, whatever, but then don't do it. You can't just say you did an email interview with Britney Spears and pretend and like think that it's legit.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this is her way of like, you know how she hates the media and everyone's twisted her words. So she wants to like be careful and like maybe via email, she's able to write out exactly what she wants in her answers, whether someone's next to her writing it for her or not. Like there are a lot of pros, right? Like she's been through enough trauma with press. She doesn't want, and she reveals so much. I mean, it's quite astronomical, which
I refuse to believe Justin Timberlake has a small wiener.
Okay, so here's...
Oh my God, was that in this?
There's something floating around the internet that says that's an excerpt as well.
But it could be about someone else.
Okay, and it could be a ... ellipses thing. Okay, so the quote said this.
I'm ready now.
You can put it in. And then says, I already put it in. And ... And then my world collapsed. So, like, we don't know what made her world collapse. She could have said it, like, chapters later.
We need to remember this could be people picking out things or headlines. Like, we have
definitely. This is getting actually great
that
PR.
Ellipses.
That is getting the hype. That one little quote will make me read a book for the first time in 20 years. Okay.
I mean, Britney even came out and said that she was annoyed by everything that was coming out. She was like, none of this was
I know.
Did you guys see that?
That was nice.
Quote?
I appreciated that. As someone who I know it's controversial, guys. And I know that I'm very vocally team Justin on like most life, right? And I'm not putting them next to each other. I'm not putting them against each other right now.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years. But because it's been 20 years, I don't know how keen I am on a lot of this stuff being aired out. But like, I'm also like, I'm open to all arguments. Like, I can see all the sides.
We need to read it, I guess.
We must be open of all sides. Yeah, we can't
like
have opinion without.
It's hard that like a whole like it's like a whole lifetime ago these things happened, and then like now you're just totally affecting somebody else's life.
I also just feel like
I know that the life is long, and like the what happened back then, the abortion. is it's like weird such because a heavy it's like
she
thing.
Has a right to tell.
Yeah, totally.
Her
story, that's right? Why I'm saying, you know, I'm open to all sides. So,
yeah,
but could you I also imagine think, that happened?
No, it's yeah. I know. I think like what's insane is that Britney and Justin are like so relevant today. As they like, Justin just came out with the Trolls movie, and Trolls got great reviews, and he's at the center of that. We've been talking about NSYNC potentially getting back together. Like, isn't it? There is such a massive 90s renaissance right now that I'm like, does Gen Z get it?
Gen Z does not get the Britney and Justin thing.
They're like, who are these people? Probably.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to compare it to something.
Like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell getting back. We're like, okay.
Maybe like Whitney and Bobby when we were younger. People were talking about Whitney and Bobby a lot. Yeah. And
Pam and Tommy. Pam and Tommy is kind of our generation, though.
Yeah.
But it was before us.
Neither of them are like, I mean, they were just, it was like, really, it was like Taylor Swift and like Harry Styles.
Yeah, I guess so.
Except, yeah. But like their relationship was obviously far more serious.
And Harry, like, yeah, I'm talking about. I don't feel like that was a serious relationship.
I'm not talking about a serious relationship. I'm talking about like two people who are
that were together
big,
of the same caliber.
Yeah, yeah, the same caliber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's just like there's just. I don't know.
Could you just have to wait and see?
Have to wait and see. I wonder if
we do need a lot of context.
I would believe it if it was written in the way Britney writes captions.
I know, right? You know? Everything with a zillion exclamation points.
Yes.
I need an audiobook of her.
She is, but Kristen Bell is doing the... Oh, not Kristen Bell.
No, Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams is doing the audiobook. So again, like another thing. Not that I can imagine Britney like sitting there and reading her own book for hours, but...
Yeah. It'd be so cool, though. Things. Okay.
Am I... Okay. We'll just calm down after that. Don't come at me, people.
No one's coming at you. I'm stealing this idea from another podcast, but how does your dad sleep? Like, does he fall asleep on the couch with his shoes on? Does he wear pajamas? How does your dad fall asleep?
Because oh our God. Dad falls
no,
asleep.
No, don't let her answer the fucking question.
Oh, sorry.
Latino, my dad literally sleeps.
Latino dads.
With whitey tighties, with a white shirt tucked in to their whitey tighties. And one day I was hooking up with a guy named Justin in high school, and I snuck out and went in his car to make out around the corner, and my dad called my cell phone 14 times, and I told this guy that he had to drive me back, and my dad was outside in fucking whitey tighty. I've never told you guys this story.
No.
We should literally have him on. It was the most mortifying moment of my life.
And he did that intentionally to mortify
there
you?
In, like this in
did
whitey tighty.
Did he do that
tighties.
Intentionally, you think?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Oh, okay. Okay, just to mortify you.
Yeah, and I... Yeah, so that's how my dad sleeps. Why?
Okay. How does he like stand, like lay on the couch and watch a movie? I guess
I wouldn't know. I don't spend time with my family like you guys.
Growing up, how did your dad chill on the couch?
I feel like my dad wasn't like a big couch guy.
Well, where is he then?
He's like a reader and like an interneter.
Oh,
and
like okay,
at a desk or something.
Yeah, like at his desk.
I don't know. Basically. The podcast was really
my
funny.
My mom is a big couch woman. My mom's a big couch lady.
Well, this is one thing about men, I guess, is their, quote, inability to get cozy.
Yeah.
And I laughed so hard.
Wait, this is what? Where'd
this is some this amazing podcast. I'll just play it for you guys so he can do it justice. He's so funny.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
Here. And I was like, wait, that's so true. Guys don't just like grab a blanket and cuddle up, you know?
No, like I can't sit on the couch without a blanket. It feels really weird.
There's no way these men grab a blanket and like take their, I don't know, put on cozy
socks. This is so true. I literally have to grab blankets and give it to my dad or a guy that's like on the couch.
Exactly.
Like, get, and I always say, get cozy.
Get cozy. What are you doing? So your dad would never grab a blanket, right? My dad lays on the couch with his cargo pants and shoes on the entire night. So
shoes on is really weird because at least cargo pants are like a little loose.
Kind
of.
But he doesn't have pajamas. My dad doesn't have fucking pajamas. He just sleeps in his cargo pants. I'm not kidding.
I don't even know what dad gets into actual bed in because I only see him in the cargo pants.
Yes.
Wait, so, you have to ask
what do you think he wears? Do you think he just wears his boxers to bed?
Ew. I don't. Ew. I think he goes to bed in cargo pants. I genuinely think.
Nasa can say whitey tighties, but like this, I don't know.
I don't know. My dad to play this really quickly.
I think there's small things that men do that masculine things that hurt them, like not getting cozy.
That's such a good point.
Can men get fucking cozy? Can we stop pretending everything needs to be tough? I have 6 freaking pillows, a weighted blanket, AC a bumping, Twizzlers in my side drop.
It's true. Why don't men want it? Do you think it's like if you're cozy, then it means it's like you're too comfortable and there's something feminine? Is there something feminine about being cozy?
You can't get up and fight someone instantly.
Because you're too comfortable.
We have to credit the podcast. So
okay, the podcast is called Loud About Nothing. Okay. Loud About Nothing podcast.
We will link the podcast.
Let me just say something, guys. Okay, so this is how Jared and I on the couch. I have my corner where I have an extra pillow. I'm always in sweatpants.
Yeah.
And then I have my blankie. Then Jared will get on. He says that I've turned him on to the life of sweatpants because previously he would never change it. He would wear jeans on the couch and fall asleep in his jeans. Now it's like 50-50. He will sometimes fall asleep in the jeans, and sometimes if he showers between the hours of 7 and 9, then he'll come out in sweatpants. But if he just came home and he's in jeans,
he'll sit on the couch with his jeans. Yeah.
And then he will like fall asleep without a blanket, and then he has like the uncomfy side of the couch where he just like tries to make his way into like he doesn't get into a cozy position. He just lies flat.
I think that he has
something. He doesn't curl. Got a curl.
I think this guy was onto something.
Wait, he
doesn't curl into a shrimp position, right?
Yeah,
right. I feel like maybe caveman biologically, they have to be ready to fight at any moment and flee, you know? And you're nesting.
I just want to second what Ashley said because Aiden was over last night in jeans. And
we'll do that.
Women's repulsion to also not being cozy, it irks and irritates me. I cannot calm down and be cozy if you're sitting over there in jeans. I need you. So I literally said to him, I have sweatpants. Would you like to change? And he did. And the sweatpants are from another man.
He's way too big for you.
I was going to say, how short were they on him?
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible person, extra large and long. I'm going to hell. Anyways,
it's like you don't think they're even watching the movie you're watching if they're in jeans, you know? Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like, I need you. You think you need to be ready for war? I need you to be ready to like cuddle me. Mm-hmm. I need you to hold me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to lay on jeans.
But can we ask like the physicality is?
What? Oh, between Aiden and I?
Yeah,
like, of
course. What are we doing here?
Do you know what I will say? Softest lips I've ever kissed. And I've never... Yeah, have you guys kissed someone very... Like, softer than mine almost. I'm like, fuck, are mine like reptilian? It's really nice.
It's actually hard to tell. You'll never know, really.
Yeah.
You can't kiss yourself.
Hunter and Jared.
Jared has what I would say.
Can't kiss yourself.
I would not say Hunter has the softest lips, no.
Lauren, do you know what you thought you were? Linda from Bob's Burgers.
You can't kiss yourself.
You can't kiss yourself, Bobby.
Oh, Tina.
All right, guys. This is Lumi.
Lumi.
So my friend Crystal, what's up, Crystal? She came to me and she was
in a dream or in real life?
In real life, she said, I've never smelled more than I do after having a child. And I don't know if you can relate to this, Ashley, but she was like, my vagina smells, my armpits smell.
It was during everything. Pregnancy. I was so effing stinky. Like, it was like the second. It was crazy. Because I could, you know how I shower every other day?
Yeah.
When I was pregnant, I had to shower every day, or it was like other people could smell the different places in my body. And like all the different places just smelled more. Maybe my nose was more sensitive, but who knows? Anyway, yes, Lumi, get back to it because they can cover you everywhere.
They cover your whole body. So I immediately went upstairs. I gave her my Lumi body wash and I said, this will change your life. You will never smell again.
It controls odor for up to 72 hours.
And what's great, like they said, is you can use it everywhere. So that's including pits. We're talking under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly button even. So many of us don't even think, but like there could be an odor leaving your belly button. Butt cracks.
We wouldn't be able to really smell that on our own.
And remember back in the day when Lumi didn't exist, and I don't know about you guys, but when I was about to hang out with a guy, I would literally spray like chemical perfume up my vajay.
Yeah, anything to get us by.
Anything. But now we have Lumi.
Just you, but I'm glad that you were so honest with the audience.
So if you guys want to try Lumi, I would recommend the Lumi Starter Pack. It's perfect for new customers, and it comes with a solid stick of deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code GETIT30.
Wait, guys, my parents are just here, so I have so much to catch you up on. Have you ever, you've seen Rick and Morty, Lauren. I'm now watching it because of Aiden. But Ashley, have you ever seen Rick and Morty?
No.
It's not her show.
Not my
thing. But you know that, I think you know that Morty is based off like Back to the Future, right? Like Marty McFly and Doc Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like mad scientists. Oh, did you know I that? Did.
Yeah. Rick. Okay. Yeah.
So Rick's name is actually Rick Sanchez. Mm-hmm. And I realized while my parents were here visiting that my father is religious Rick Sanchez.
Oh.
He's like a mad scientist. You guys are going to die. So normal people, when they pick up their parents or and your parents get in the car, they're like, hi, I miss you. I haven't like seen you in so long. My parents are clearly allergic to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
My dad gets
in the car. As most parents are.
He goes, Naz, it's time to move. A meteor is hitting Los Angeles April 13th, 2029. Look it up. Look it up. A meteor is coming to LA. I go, hi, Dad. He goes, I'm not kidding. So, of course, you know, I let my dad ramble on. And then I got to look up my sources, you know. And it does state that there's a meteor.
Lo and behold.
That called Apophis, A-P-O-P-H-I-S. I heard about this all weekend. That was supposed to hit 500 miles off Santa Monica, which my dad said would then cause a tsunami and blah, 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 blah. And he said there's two, my dad, according to religious Rick Sanchez, that there's two options. It'll either hit us or go through a keyhole. And if it goes through the keyhole, I don't know what that is. Don't ask me.
Okay.
It would then come back in 2036. But then I looked it up online, and according to NASA, it's not going to hit us. It's going to slightly, like, almost hit us, I think.
Oh, my God. This is real.
And my dad was like, they can't break it. I'm like, well, can't they, like, break it up? And he's like, no, because then it'll be fragmented, and then there'll be all it these
like Armageddon
everywhere. Whatever. So then I'm like, Dad, who are your sources?
And Bible, like, Nazareth.
Astrophysicist Neil, you know, deGrasse Tyson. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. And then I'm like, all right, Dad.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, I just didn't. I know that's his name. I just never know if I like say it right. deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I look up what Neil says, and I think Neil says that like it's not going to hit us. And I go, Dad, Neil says it's not going to hit us. He's like, and a prophet. And he sends me this video.
And the truth comes out. That is so fucking. But also, how
right,
do these
religious
people know?
Rick Sanchez. Religious Rick Sanchez. So apparently, I have to move out of LA. And I'm not trying to offend anyone listening to this that believes in it. I just, my father and I are different, and I just thought it was really funny.
Okay. Well, by 2029, who knows where you'll be? That's in quite a while.
2029?
Yeah.
It's going to be here.
April 13th, 2029.
Okay. Well, maybe you could take a trip to the East Coast during that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take as many dogs with you.
If a meteor hits, it's going to like affect everything.
Yes, you're 100% right. 2020, yeah, but like, how many times has there been something like there was the 1999, and then there was like 2012?
I don't know, but I think about that movie. Yeah. Did you guys see that movie? Don't Look Up.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly that.
Yeah, it's exactly that movie.
Yeah. Oh, was that movie, or is that Armageddon? Which one is the one that they try and like disperse the meteorite before it comes?
Don't Look Up is when everyone's basically ignoring the fact.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the one that like they try to explode it while it's in the air.
Well, there was that option in Don't Look Up.
Oh, really? Okay.
So what other hilarious things did our religious Rick Sanchez say?
Let me think. I don't know. That was.
I love the immediate Naz. You got to get out of here. So
she's like, it's time to move. Yeah, but I will. I will tell you guys. I've been studying Kabbalah, and the Kabbalists invented astrology, which I found out, which I thought was fascinating. And so I signed up through the Kabbalah Center for a natal chart reading for astrology. There's like, they have a couple people on the website who are incredible all around the world. So I woke up really early this morning to do a reading, and it's your past life regression. Mm-hmm. And I found it, not regression, just what you were in your past life, because the Kabbalists believe that you come, you reincarnate and you come to correct like things that you didn't correct in your past life. It's called your tikkun. Mm-hmm. So basically this woman like tells you what your tikkun is.
Tikkun is like a soul contract for those who probably have been listening to us. And we
well, tikkun's like your, what you're supposed to correct, what your soul came here to correct. Yeah. So anyways, so as you guys know, I have always felt so differently from my parents. And so she tells me that in my past life, I was the daughter, either like a princess or the daughter of a president, or like my dad was very.
Let me just say, these bitches never say that you were a poor, homely little bitch. I know. You're always a princess. You're always a queen.
Remember when you guys remember when we had the medium lady on a couple months ago? She had told the guy who recommended her that he was the former prince who started World War One.
Archduke Ferdinand. Yeah.
Duke
Ferdinand. Okay, continue. I just needed to say that.
But she mainly said I was the daughter of either like a guy who ran a country or a politician or something, and that my father wasn't really present, but that him and I were really close, and he got wrongfully accused
of
something.
Sounds like The Little Princess. The movie.
But what was the...
What was the little princess? Remember, okay. She goes to the orphanage and she has to live upstairs in the attic because her dad died and she no longer could afford.
Trying to remember that movie. I feel like I remember watching that.
It's traumatic.
Anyways, so she said that my dad was wrongfully accused. He either died or went to jail. And then I was left not having a lot of money. And so I constantly equate success with like failure and like have that fear. It's almost like the modern day version of getting canceled. Like if you are, because he was wrongfully accused. And then she said that the two people that saved me that I think worked under my father were my parents now.
Oh, that's which, cool.
Well, the weird part that I was going to tell you guys is in Hercules, which honestly kind of feels correct because I feel so different than them. Like, I feel like we came from different worlds.
She's like, I feel like the princess and they are the paupers. No.
And they're the sorry people. No, but my parents have, like, you know, they have this immigrant scarcity mindset. And like, we are so different, literally fundamentally on that level. The moment in Hercules when like Hercules leaves his like, earth planets, I always start crying. And I like never, isn't that weird?
Maybe that is true.
And I was like, whoa. And today when she told me that like scene popped up in my head and I was like, whoa.
That is very interesting. So
anyways, yeah. And apparently a part of my dad's soul from my past life is in Chris, my brother.
Oh, that's cute. Well, that
does it all stay within the family?
No, but I think like our souls are like fragmented and like different. I can't talk on this because I don't know. But I think different parts of your soul, like your soulmate can enter the person you're with.
Yeah. Do you know the difference between soulmate and twin flame?
Yeah. Twin flame, you're like actually like close. You're like more similar and
a twin flame is supposed to like bigger. Show you all your, I mean, every
yeah, a twin flame is your soul that's been broken in two. And it's you are your twin flame. Similar, yeah. It's just like you're seeing yourself. Yeah. It's the reflection. And
did
the
you
soulmate.
Text me that you thought that Justin and Brittany were twin flames?
I did.
To bring it around.
But I was really on a twin flame kick. Yeah. Oh, a twin flame kick. Sense. I was really on a twin flame kick. Yeah.
They did have such a passionate-ish relationship for people that were 19 and 20. Like we took them so damn seriously.
I don't remember seeing videos of them. I feel like I remember photos of them, but
it's really photos.
Like the Grammys were photos. I don't remember seeing them interact ever.
I remember the charity basketball game where it was like Little, what was it? What was the name? Little They had little cute names in the back, and I was like, that is gold.
Stinky and Pinky.
Stinky and Pinky.
Yeah.
Now that's love.
That was their name?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
It's crazy to think how different they are now.
I know.
I know. Stinky.
Okay, sorry, but we had to bring it back, you know, full circle moments.
Yeah.
I love it.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
All right, I know you guys can relate on this. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like, you know what you should do and what's good for you, and you just can't do it?
Duh.
Or, like, I know you guys, you, like, will get into, like, a... You'll be lying there in the middle of the night, and then all of a sudden, like, this thought comes up of something that you did, like, 2 decades ago. I know Lauren does that.
Mm-hmm. I think my entire, like, the reason I am not a billionaire is because my brain gets in the way of... itself. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. If I tell myself every day, I know what I should do. I know I got to get up. I got to do this. And I don't do this. And I actually saw an amazing TikTok about this. It's like, why do I wait to the very last second until I'm going to pee my pants to get up and go to the bathroom? Why do I wait to the very last second to eat before I faint? I'm just a constant pusher offer. And that's like a classic, like, ADD quality of pushing things out. And I've been dealing with this with BetterHelp and therapy, and I'm being more cognizant of those things. So I get up before the point of no return. Honestly, I know this is very specific to me,
but it's really relatable though, Lauren, because I think most of us let our negative thoughts get in the way. Like, we've all heard the phrase, you are your own worst enemy. And I think it's all, what's amazing about BetterHelp is that it can help you get out of your head and into your body and, like, into your heart and into your gut space. Cause I think when we're in our head all the time and we tend to overthink, it can cause us a lot of anxiety or lead us to do reactive behavior that we may regret later. So I think having someone to go to talk to about those things, like a resource like BetterHelp that's affordable and convenient, they'll match you with a therapist. And if you don't like them, you can easily switch it up. It's such an incredible thing to have in your back pocket from the luxury of your computer that you can use when you feel like your brain's getting in the way.
So make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Okay, I have two more things really quick.
Okay.
So another couple I don't get it was my mom and I took my mom to Erewhon because I wanted her to experience
Erewhon. Oh my God. I wish you had taken your dad to Erewhon because then he would definitely have been like, Naz, you really need to get out of LA.
No, my dad loves, he's been to Erewhon. He loves it. He wishes that.
Really? He doesn't think that, like, it's crazy that if you get a quinoa salad, you have to spend $50.
They obviously don't like the prices, but they wish, they like love the ingredients and like eating clean. What was I going to say? I drove my mom to Erewhon. You guys, Erewhon's like 7 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 minutes in the car, my mom goes, this is far. And I go, what did you just say? I go, Mom, we've been in the car 3 minutes. And I forget, in Florida, you literally pull out of your driveway and you're already at fucking Walgreens.
That is so funny.
And I go, Mom, you've been in the car 4 minutes. I like couldn't believe it. And because we sat in a little traffic, you know?
Yeah.
But we had been in the car for like
3 minutes. But it's like everything in LA is so far apart. That's actually very good that Erewhon's only 7 minutes away.
Yeah.
Very
exactly. Good. Exactly. But I don't know.
Can I tell you something very funny about Erewhon?
Yeah.
Like the first like 2 weeks I lived there. Oh God.
I did something embarrassing that she's buried.
I did something embarrassing.
She's buried.
I was in the middle of filming
she's
that.
Like, I don't have any money.
No, I was filming that reality show with Jack or whatever. Uh-huh. So I was,
oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. obviously never aired. So I was in an Uber and the Uber driver was like, I requested an Uber and the Uber was like, I can't find you. And I go, I'm literally outside Erewhon. But I didn't know how it was spelled. Yeah. So I said Erewhon.
Which is what a lot of people say.
Erewhon.
A-I-R
space.
Lauren, most people don't think that's embarrassing listening to this podcast.
So how Erewhon spelled is nowhere
backwards.
Most
people don't
even
know what the fuck Erewhon is, listening to the podcast.
That's
it's
true.
A very, very, the most high-end grocery store you could have. And yes.
Fucking best. It's spelled, nowhere spelled backwards. So it's Erewhon. But my mom was like, Erewhon. Erewhon's the best.
This is totally random, but I thought of it when we were talking about finding my Britney videos and I never went back to it. So I keep all of my photos, like I'm a total digital pack rat, and I have like pictures and screenshots of texts between me and like other boys and pictures with other mm-hmm. boys and all that in the library of my life on my phone.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally fine. And I would be totally fine with Jared having that. Mm-hmm. In fact,
would you though?
Yes. Jared just, he opened up his Facebook profile yesterday. And I don't even know if I'm Facebook friends with Jared. Yeah. And in his tag
pictures. Should we start a segment? Are you Facebook friends with your spouse?
Yeah. So in his tag pictures, I was like, oh my God, Jared, this is a gold mine of like your college years and your early 20s that I didn't get to see in like his senior year when Facebook came out. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun. And I went back and I was looking at all the pictures of his ex-girlfriend and I got no problem.
You felt nothing. Yeah.
I felt,
yeah, who cares? You're married to him. You love him. You got a kid together.
So like that was fun. And I think if anybody has a problem with that, then you
Naz, what do you think? Would you care? No, you wouldn't.
To look at my ex's like ex.
No, like say your boyfriend had all his pictures of his ex on his phone.
It's totally fine, right?
Let me think about this actually. I don't know. Feels like it'd be a mini triggering, but that's a me problem, I guess. Because obviously, why would you not have pictures of older people in
right.
your life
yeah.
from passing your phone?
I think of it more as like a diary than
me
anything.
Too. Me too.
So I don't like it's just to keep track in my life of when things happened.
You want to go back and like feel certain things.
But
we
that's
teach
the problem.
People
it's
history
the
in school.
Things.
No,
so
Ashley, I think that's
no,
where you cross. Ashley, no.
Yeah.
That's where you cross.
No,
I don't
oh,
want
him
to go back and
I don't
feel
mean,
certain
oh, so
things.
Guys, I don't mean like that. I just mean in a nostalgic memory sense, like in like the yearbook of your life.
Like vacations and stuff, sure. Like, yeah. Ashley, I sent you a video. My iPhone made a beautiful video of me and Ashley's friendship in Paris.
I love those.
Yeah, it was so good. It put me in my feels.
Yeah,
but
that's what I mean.
But then one could argue that the iPhone will do that for you in a past relationship.
They will.
And
they
send
will,
it
and they
to
do.
That person's phone.
Send it to that person's phone.
I didn't even
phone.
Think about that. Well, that I'm saying like the iPhone, it popped up on my iPhone.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. it didn't send it automatically.
No, I used the wrong word. I just meant like popped up.
But like
up.
On their end, if they have the same pictures, they're going to get the memories too. Anyways, I wouldn't care at all either. I know Hunter cares. And
yeah,
he
Hunter
doesn't
cares
know
a lot.
Have all of them.
Yeah, he thinks that Lauren just deleted her past.
I'm not deleting it. Like,
of course
literally.
Not.
No.
Old pictures in your phone, Lauren, or mm-hmm. your Facebook?
Yeah, of boys.
My phone. I think we're all talking about the phone now, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Jared just didn't ever take pictures himself because he probably had a flip phone until like 2005. 2015. We all had flip phones.
We all had flip phones.
And wow. So these were all tagged pictures. It was like so fun. Anyway, I don't even feel bad. I don't even think it's bad if I like look back and like be like, oh, that time's fun. It's like
but
I'm not
going
to like.
But does Jared care?
I don't think so.
He doesn't. He would have said
so. He absolutely doesn't care. He could use a little worry in his life. He's too comfortable.
That's so true.
Okay. Ashley, that was so conniving. What's like one thing? Would you guys ever pull shit like that? Like go out and then not text back right away?
You told me to do that. Just you told to, me like, not to touch him for a week and like
yeah,
not to like say anything complimentary.
I honestly feel like you should just to see if, but that was for him to give him space to love you.
I know.
Cause one thing I realized, especially having my dad here is he's so loving and smothering that it's like, mm-hmm. well, when I can't love you, I can't wrap my hands around you because you're like, oh, I love you.
Cause you're always on me.
Yeah. It's like, it's too much. You have to create space.
Are you creating any cognizant space with Aiden or do you just text back whenever you see it? Or do you think about it at this
point? I feel so it's like Aiden to a T where it's like, there's no, my nervous system is never ignited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels so safe.
That's so nice.
I think it's important to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of felt like that with Jared as soon as like, actually I felt like that with Jared the entire time. Like I was never afraid of him not texting back. He would never not text me back because he's a good man.
I'm jealous of, but you did have that fear with like other guys, like you're big, right, Ashley?
Yeah. Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
That like fear is so like the anxiety of someone not responding has come up for me so much. Like that's for sure one of my cocoons. Like even 100%. If it's someone I'm working with, it's like a deep abandonment wound where I mm-hmm. And then I manifest it, you know?
Yeah.
Where they don't respond.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, as is the case in other areas of my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's fucking the worst.
Yeah, because like you can't, once they do, you can't keep trying.
Yeah, like it's completely out of your control.
It's out of your control.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's why I would be like, before I'd send a text, I'd be like, okay, so if he doesn't respond to this, then
you have to have a plan.
In 6 months, I'll revisit it.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that you guys say this because I have a life coach and we do this all the time where she will say, put a date in the calendar. Yeah. And you can start you'll feel so again. Much better. Yeah. And it really does ease your anxiety because really you're like, yeah. Oh, well, September 4th, I will reach out exactly. again and I have a plan. Yeah.
And then like, until then, I'm free as a bird. In the middle of the time, I might find somebody new that I like more.
Exactly. Or he could text back. He could.
I'll remind him. I'll do so many thirst traps, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, I thought that we had a few more on the table, guys.
I had a stupid one. When people don't spell out, I was curious what you guys
thanks.
Think.
My dad does that.
Actually, let her finish the fucking thought.
Or birthday. Like if someone says happy B-Day, says happy B-Day, I feel like they didn't put in enough effort and it doesn't mean as much as it would if they had spelled out.
Don't happy even birthday. Text me happy
B-Day. Am I
B-Day?
An idiot? Like, no, do you guys feel this way?
No. I think you're right on.
No, you're so definitely.
But I'm so, like, dad, why THX? Like, why couldn't you just
this
say
isn't T9
thanks?
Anymore, dad, you know? I know.
THX is like probably harder to spell than just like auto so messaging things. Yeah.
I know.
It's yeah, B-Day is very condescending. I don't like it.
Right? Like, I don't want you to say happy B-Day. I want you to say happy birthday.
Birthday.
And then same with it's so funny. I would always say happy Xmas and my parents would be like, stop taking Christ out of Christmas. And then I would literally always say happy Xmas. And now I'm like,
just to piss
them fucking
off.
Annoying. I'm like, say happy, like, or, happy, sorry, Merry Christmas. Christmas. Yeah. What am I, 90? Yeah. Merry, not happy.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
I do say Xmas too often in text though.
Xmas.
Yeah. Remember when Christina Aguilera used to go by Xtina? And I was like, how does that make sense? And I was like, it stands for Christ.
But why does X stand for that? Let me look this up real quick. Okay, you guys ready? In the Greek alphabet, X is a symbol for the letter chi, C-H-I.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Chi or X is the first letter in the Greek word for Christ. There we go.
Okay, there we go.
Christina be looking really good these days.
Yeah, she's
killing it.
Good job, Christina Aguilera.
Ashley, what are you eating for dinner?
Oh my God, that was the other important question to ask. Thanks for bringing it up. What are you guys having for dinner?
What are you having for dinner?
We could simply have a podcast.
A podcast?
Yeah, sorry, my tongue just got all weird. My tongue just got all bendy. It could be called What Are You Having for Dinner? And I could tune in to anybody telling me what they're having for dinner. And
we have our first caller on the line. What are you having for dinner?
We're going to simplify the I Don't Get It podcast. From now on, it'll be like 10 minutes and just called What Are You Having
for Dinner? Wait, Ashley, this is actually genius. We have to do this. Because
Andrew,
the three of us have... The reason why that's so fun for us is because the three of us have so many opinions on food.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we actually would have so many responses to what people are having for dinner.
Yeah. And we'd come up with variety.
We'd have so many questions. They'd be like mac and cheese. We'd be like, what kind? What brand? Yeah, what type of cheese?
Yeah,
what noodles are you? Do you eat it with me? Are you having it solo? Is it to the right of your plate or in the middle? Are you eating it
now
in a bowl
mix it
with a fork or a spoon?
Very good questions. Now, I think I propose that we actually do this for the next podcast. We have callers. Just call in and say this. and like everybody will just pop up and we'll have so many people in the Zoom and then we'll be like, hello, caller number 5. Yes. What are you having for dinner?
Wait, should it be live like Delilah? Like we do it at like Eastern time evening and people can call in while they're eating the dinner.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
But it also, it's kind of funny to me when people plan their dinner. So what if we talk to them at like noon? They're like, I am going to be having this.
Of course, they're planning it.
Most people that we would attract in life will plan their dinner like we do.
100%.
I'm having sushi tonight for dinner because I have been on a roll of not... Just, I can't ring it in. You know, we just can't ring. I can't ring it in. I haven't been able to ring it in since June. And I was like, this week...
That's been me since Dawson was born, pretty much.
Literally, I'm like, this week, I'm going to have sushi as much as I can because I know it won't upset my stomach.
And you get excited for it.
And my stomach likes fish. And I like how it tastes. And it's just not excess. Like, I just need a lot of carbs.
I was planning on having sushi tomorrow, too. See, as we are at dinner time now, I'm planning for tomorrow's dinner time. Jared is going to be away. And I have an Instagram reel that I wanted to do with sushi. And I usually have sushi when Jared is away.
Yes.
I'm also going to get ramen this week because I'm
going to do this. Has Dawson ever had sushi?
I love that.
Can he eat sushi?
I don't think he's like ready for sushi. Okay. I'm not sure if that's okay.
Wait, Ashley, but what are you having tonight for dinner?
Yeah.
So the segment isn't what are you eating tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
It's tonight.
And what are you planning on having on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. I am having, well, I already had a kale Caesar and then I ate that around 5 because I was getting really hungry. I knew we were recording late. And then so it's a nice two-parter. I enjoy a two-parter because I kind of get like, you know, I get two dinners, but like one.
We call that a DAC in our house. It's called a dinner snack.
A dinner snack.
Oh, a DAC.
A DAC.
Wait, yeah. Cool name.
A DAC usually comes around at 10, though.
Okay. Maybe the podcast name is dinner.
Chris DAC.
Yeah.
Okay.
X-DAC.
The other thing that I'm having is, you know, on a big Trader Joe's kick. And did I talk about this last week?
I feel like when
yeah,
I saw
I think
you,
so.
It's like I keep, TJ's. You're like, Ashley, you keep posting
I think
on Instagram.
You talked about it on every platform.
Well, we talked about how everything, why everything's cheaper at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So there we go. Did it. Went again this week. Mind boggled. Like, was about to hug the cashier. And,
but then you have to deal with the cashiers, honestly.
No, I like talk now that I'm like a mom. I like just like socialize
Ashley,
more.
You're talking.
It's weird.
People.
I'm not scared of talking
these crackers.
To people.
My baby
I'm not
loves
scared of.
My baby loves these crackers.
Literally, they're like great.
He eats these every morning.
I used to be so dreadful of talking to a cashier, and now I'm like totally down.
Great for you.
Good for me. So I'm having vegetable fried rice and orange chicken from Trader Joe's. Get a nice, put it into a skillet and make it all saucy.
That's tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're really having an Asian infused week
Asian
between
fusion
the ramen,
week,
the sushi.
Whoa. I had so orange much pasta, chicken. Italian pasta lately that like I'm going on the other side.
Yeah.
And
different part of the world. You got to dip into different parts of the world.
What other cuisines would we have normally?
Cuisines.
Have you guys seen the Santa Baby SNL skit of
every
Ryan
week
Gosling?
I said cuisine. It's because it's like lean cuisine.
Wait, have you
Mom
guys
always
seen,
said cuisine, Lauren.
Have you guys
Sorry,
seen
Ned.
The Santa Baby SNL skit of Ryan Gosling?
No.
I don't
Fuck,
know.
Fuck, you need to Maybe. Watch it. She whispers Why? In his ear, Cuisinart.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, anyways.
Cuisinart.
Anyway, what are you guys having for dinner? And then
I said,
she's having
Lauren,
sushi.
What are you having?
Okay. Oh, she's having sushi, duh.
Let me tell you, Hunter came home with a breakfast burrito that I ate around... I ate around 1, and it was the grossest thing I've ever had in my fucking life.
I had a
life.
Gross breakfast burrito worst. At the airport this week, and I could not believe I wasted
and
my
then
calories
after
on
I
it.
Ate that, I was
no,
like, I'm going to feel disgusting. So I still don't feel great right now to the point I don't even know if I want dinner. I'll probably have a DAC. I'll probably have like a bowl of cereal around 10.
Bowl of cereal? You'll never regret a bowl of cereal.
You'll feel fine after that.
That's
so
Jared's
I'm not
constant
even
DAC.
Thinking. Yeah. So
he makes it seem like I don't feed him enough because he always will go, I'll be like, do you want more? There's plenty more.
It's like, I'm going to have
and
cereal.
And then 5 minutes later, he goes and gets cereal. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know how we're talking about men not being able to get cozy? Men love late night snacking, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
My dad will just open the fridge at like 8 p.m., make a grilled cheese. And my mom's like, you ate a full dinner. And he's like,
Aww.
He wants his DAC. Dads want their DACs.
Dads want their DACs.
Dad DACs.
Amazing. All right, guys. Well, this
Do
is
we
a great podcast.
Okay. So we'll talk about Halloween when we come back next week. All right. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Oh, bye, everyone. We love
bye.
You.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Love you.
I don't get it. Podcast.